Did Jesus commission us to reach in more than we reach out? Let's look together at what his final words were before his ascension. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This great commission, the mission of anyone who claims to be a follower of Jesus, has not changed. Go, make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to obey my commands. That's the mission we are all called to. Then Jesus gives a promise. I am with you always. Is this mission top of mind for us? As a follower of Jesus, do we go? Do we tell? Often the only going we do is on Sunday mornings to our preferred pew or seat. Then we go home and go and sit in our recliner and go about our lives until the next Sunday. We often fall into the fat baby category of filling our bellies, but not going and growing in maturity as believers, as disciples, and as disciple makers. The mission Jesus calls us to requires us to go outside of our walls of comfort and to get off the couch and out of our pew. The ones who need the gospel of Jesus are the ones we need to go out to reach. The word reach, if you look it up, involves stretching. I'm guilty of not stretching myself enough because stretching usually isn't comfortable, is it? But what do you do usually after you stretch? You move and walk and run and go. If you haven't noticed, those we need to reach and stretch out to aren't coming in. We must go and tell. Jesus told a parable in Matthew 22, 1 through 14 of a king who arranged a wedding banquet. The invited guests were not willing to come, so he had his servants go out into the highways and invite people in, both good and bad. This is outreach, stretching out to someone you wouldn't normally desire to reach. That's where it gets uncomfortable, and that is where Jesus calls us to go. You see, Jesus here was pushing his followers out of only reaching the Jews and opening the invitation to know him to Gentiles and to everyone who would have ears to hear and hearts to come. This is outreach. Go out and reach those who don't know the truth of Jesus. They may not all believe, but we must go reach them, love them, and invite them in. I have been convicted more than once that the only reaching out I'm doing is to those who are already in Jesus. It's really comfortable there. I'm reaching in more than I'm reaching out. Outreach involves reaching people right where they are with what they need, which is the unconditional love and saving grace of Jesus. This is usually never squeaky clean. It's messy. We can't reach out unless we go out to places we have never been before and have conversations with people we've never talked to before. God calls us to water walk and cross Red Seas on dry ground because we know it has nothing to do with us, but it has everything to do with Him and His power and Spirit leading and guiding us every step of the way. Sadly, we say we'll get out of the boat, but we don't even cross the street to talk to our neighbor. Remember, Jesus promised to be with us. Knowing he is with me as I go, as I reach out, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to worry about the how, when, or where, but I rely simply on the who. I know who saved me. I know who called me, and I know who guides me as I go. I also know what he has done in my life. That is the story I tell. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. The hope I have, my friend, is Jesus. through every season of my life. He has been faithful. He is good. He's everything to me. That's the truth. Jesus is all you need. Believe it, and then go out and reach someone else to share it. I'm Lori Klein.